which I feel is of great value for your spiritual lives.
Danas ja želim govoriti o jednoj jako važnoj temi za koju smatram da je od velike važnosti i vrijednosti za vaše duhovne živote.
And I want to do this by telling you a story where you need to have all your knowledge about spiritual psychology intact.
I želim vam ispričati to kroz priču koju trebate da saznate i da čujete sve što je potrebno da znate o duhovnom intelektu.
The subject matter of my lecture is in search of the authentic self.
Tema moje lekcije jeste u potrazi za autentičnim jastvom.
Most of us live in roles.
Većina nas žive u ulogama.
We have masks over our faces.
Imamo maske na našim licima.
What happens when a person with one mask meets another person with another mask? They can't communicate well.
I šta se dešava kada jedna osoba sa jednom maskom susretne drugu osobu sa drugom maskom? Tada te dvije osobe ne mogu dobro međusobno komunicirati.
We are unfortunately not ourselves.
Nažalost, mi nismo ono što jesmo.
We play false roles.
Igramo pogrešne uloge.
And therefore we don't feel happy.
I zato se ne osjećamo sretno.
Listen very carefully, please, to this story.
Molim vas, vrlo pažljivo poslušajte priču.
Once there was a princess.
Bila jednom jedna princeza.
She celebrated her 18th birthday in great pomp and grandeur.
I ona je slavila svoj 18. rođendan sa velikom pompom i slavljem.
And when the birthday ended at 2 o'clock in the morning, she was celebrated by one and all.
I kada je njen rođendan završio u 2 sata ujutro, nju je slavio samo jedna osoba pojedinačno.
And there were rumors that she had found her prince.
I bile su glasine da je ona pronašla svoga princa.
A real story. But when she tried to fall asleep,
ali kada je pokušala zaspati,
something very disturbing happened.
Nešto vrlo uznemirujuće se desilo.
First she could not fall asleep because she was always thinking what had happened on the birthday. It was going and going and going.
Prvo nije mogla zaspati zato što je stalno razmišljala šta se dešavalo na njenom rođendanu, koje se vrtilo i vrtilo u njenom umu.
But then she heard a voice.
Ali onda je čula glas.
Let me free.
Pusti me na slobodu.
Please let me free.
Molim te, oslobodi me.
She was looking around if there was anyone in the room.
Ona je uokolo gledala ko je u sobi.
She even went downstairs into the cellar to see if there were any prisoners left.
I čak je pogledala dole u podrum da vidi da li je ostalo ikakvih zatvorenika.
But no, on her 18th birthday, all the prisoners had been released.
Ali ne, na njen 18. rođendan svi zatvorenici su bili pušteni.
She went up again into her bedroom.
I ona je ponovo popela se u svoju spavaču sobu.
And again she heard the voice very loud, let me free.
I ponovo je čula isti glas koji rekao vrlo glasno, oslobodi me.
Who are you? And the voice came back, I am yourself.
A glas je odgovorio, ja sam ti sama.
Glupost. Glupost. I am myself.
Gluposti. Ja sam ono što jesam ti sama.
But the voice said, no, what you think is yourself is one of your many faces.
Ali ne, glas je rekao, ne, ne, ono što ti misliš da jesi je samo jedno od tvojih mnogobrojnih lica.
And I will not give any peace until you let me free.
I ja ti neću dati nikakvog mira dok me ti ne oslobodiš.
The princess was disturbed.
Princeza je bila uznemirena.
That night she went out of her palace into the forest and ran and ran and ran until finally, totally exhausted, she came to the ruins of an old castle.
Princeza je bila potpuno zbunjena. Te noći izašla iz palače i trčala i trčala, trčala kroz šumu, dok potpuno iscrpljena nije pala na jedne ruševine staroga dvorca.
Yes, and there she finally found sleep, a very, very disturbed sleep.
I tamo je konačno pronašla san. Međutim, to je bio vrlo, vrlo uznemirujući san.
In her sleep, she had a dream, which you will need to interpret on your own.
Dok je spavala, usnila je jedan san, koji ćete vi na svoj vlastiti način morati da interpretirate.
It requires a little philosophical understanding.
Zato je potrebno malo filozofskog razumijevanja.
She saw her body like a it looked like a castle.
Vidjela je da njeno tijelo izgleda poput jednog dvorca.
And her mouth and eyes looked like the exit door of the castle.
I njene oči, njena usta su izgledali poput jedne kapije tog dvorca.
Deep down in the cellar she saw a luminous being.
A duboko dole u tamnici podrumu vidjela je jedno osjetljujuće biće.
Who was chained with iron chains.
Koje je bilo okovano gvozdenim lancima.
And he was sitting like this.
I on je sjedio potpuno skrče.
Let me free, let me free.
I plakao je, oslobodi me, oslobodi me.
And for one moment the being looked into her eyes.
I za jedan trenutak biće ju je pogledalo u oči.
Was just a second.
To je bila samo jedna sekunda.
But in this second the princess understood, that is myself.
Ali u toj sekundi princeza je shvatila, to sam ja.
I'm a prisoner.
Ja sam zatvorenik.
Then she woke up. It was bright daylight.
I onda se probudila. Bio je bijeli dan.
She was in the clearing of a forest.
Bila je na jednoj čistini usred šume.
Behind her the ruins of the old castle.
Iza nje su se nalazile ruševine staroga dvorca.
And she saw how a saint whom she had never seen came out in between the trees.
I vidjela je sveta kojega nikada prije nije ugledala kako joj se približava između stabala.
Who are you? Said the princess.
Ko si ti? Rekla je princeza.
And the saint said, I am myself.
A princeza je, a svetac je rekao, ja sam ono što jesam sam.
And I have come to help you to become yourself also.
I također sam došao tebi pomoći da postaneš ono što zaista jesi.
Come with me, and he brought her to a lake.
Pođi sa mnom, rekao je svetac, i doveo je do jednog jezera.
When the princess, and he asked the princess to look into the water.
I zamolio je princezu da pogleda u vodu.
There, the princess saw her reflection in the water.
I tamo, princeza je vidjela svoj odraz u vodi.
But the face she saw was a very greedy face.
Ali lice koje je vidjela u jezeru bilo je vrlo pohlepno lice.
Do you want to be that? Said the saint.
Svetac je rekao, da li želiš to biti?
No!
Ne!
So the saint, you know, took his hand into the water and just took the face out of the water and made and blew it away.
I onda je svetac položio svoju ruku u vodu,
yeah,
i jednostavno uzeo lice iz vode i puhnuo ga iz svog dlana.
Look again.
Pogledaj ponovo.
The princess saw a very arrogant face.
Princeza je vidjela vrlo arrogantno lice.
Do you want to be that? Said the second saint.
Da li želiš to biti? Upitao je svetac.
No.
Ne.
Again, the saint took that face out of the water and blew it away.
I ponovno Satan je stavio svoj dlan u vodu, uzeo lice i puhnuo ga.
Like this they were working for 3.5 months. One phase after the other after the other.
I tako su svetac i princeza zajedno radili 3.5 mjeseca, jedno lice za drugim.
After 3.5 months, the princess again had a very important dream, which again you must hear with full attention.
I nakon 3.5 mjeseca princeza je ponovno usnila vrlo važan san, koji također morate čuti sa punom pažnjom.
She saw that her body was like a castle.
Vidjela je svoje tijelo poput dvorca.
But this time, the luminous person was not in the cellar any longer, but it had climbed the staircases up and had almost reached the exit, the eyes.
Ali ovaj put u njenom snu to osvjetljeno biće nije više bilo u podrumu, u tamnici, već se popelo malo gore i skoro da je došlo do kapije koja je vodila iz njenih usta i očiju.
The chains could not be seen any longer.
Više nije mogla vidjeti okove na njegovim gležnjevima.
And again that person looked at the princess. For one second.
I ponovno ta ista osoba je pogledala samo za jednu sekundu u princezu.
And the eyes seemed to tell the princess, be careful now.
I sada su oči govorile princezi, budi pažljiva.
That morning the princess had come to her to the saint again, and the saint also said, today is your most important day.
I toga jutra princeza je ponovo došla do sveca. Svetac joj je rekao, budi pažljiva, danas je tvoj najvažniji dan.
You will see something which will shock you very much.
Vidjet ćeš nešto što će te jako šokirati.
At that time you must think of Krishna, otherwise you are lost.
I u tom trenutku moraš misliti na Krišnu, inače ćeš biti izgubljen.
And the princess thought, what? I will now see a very clear face, because all my other faces are gone.
Princeza je mislila, pa što, sad ću vidjeti Krišnu, jer sada nema više onih lica, sva moja lica su nestala, sada ću vidjeti čisto lice.
But when she looked into the water, she saw a reflection which looked so terrible and shocking.
Ali kada je ponovno pogledala u odraz u vodi, vidjela je lice koje je izgledalo tako užasno i šokantno.
Yeah. She saw her face, and from the eyes of her face many, many, many faces were produced, one after the other.
Pogledala je u svoje lice i vidjela da iz njenih očiju izlaze mnoga, mnoga, mnoga druga lica kako se stalno proizvode.
What could that face be?
Što bi moglo biti to lice?
Urari Chaitanya shock. Yes, it is very shocking. The false ego, which produces one face after the other.
Da, to je vrlo šokantno, kao što je rekao Murari Chaitanya Prabhu. Yeah. Lažni ja, koji proizvodi toliko mnogo i mnogo drugih lica.
In Krishna consciousness, have you sometimes seen that face?
U svjesnosti Krishne, da li ste ponekad vidjeli to lice?
You thought you are so advanced.
Mislili ste da ste tako napredni.
You thought you are at the end of the journey.
Mislili ste da ste na kraju putovanja.
But then you saw the large and ja, and so much bad things came.
Ali tada ste vidjeli lažni ja i toliko mnogo loših stvari je došlo.
Do you know what I mean?
Znate li na šta mislim?
Everyone is very shocked. Yes. Then the saint was asking, now please remember who you are.
I onda je svetac nju molio, sada, molim te, sjeti se ko si.
Say it.
Reci to.
And mean it.
I misli.
And the princess was thinking. And then the answer came. ja sam sluga de Krishna.
I onda se princeza naravno sjetila i rekla, ja sam sluga Krishne.
Krishna, yes. And at this moment, the face in the water, the reflection exploded. It came into her face. She didn't know was it water or her own tears.
I u tom trenutku lice u vodi je eksplodiralo i pljusnulo je u lice tako da nije znala da li je to voda iz jezera ili njene vlastite suze.
And she saw how that luminous personality had finally reached the end of the stepnica and looked through her eyes, into her eyes.
Konačno mogla vidjeti kako je ta svjetlića osoba na posljedku došla do kraja stepenica, do njenoga lica i pogledala je u njene oči.
In the Bhagavatam we hear that liberation from material existence means to be fixed in one's true spiritual identity as an eternal servant of Krishna.
U Bhagavatamu smo čuli da zna da oslobođenje od materijalne egzistencije znači biti zaista potpuno utemeljen u našem pravom duhovnom identitetu, što znači biti duhovni, vječni duhovni sluga Krishna.
Mukti hitan vatarupam svarupena yavastiti. So mukti means to be situated in one's svarupa, one's own original form, which is an eternal servant of Krishna.
Mukti znači svarupa, a svarupa znači biti utemeljen u našoj pravoj formi, našem pravom obliku, što znači da budemo vječni sluga Krishna.
The princess felt so happy.
I naša princeza se osjećala tako sretno.
That's the end of my story.
To je kraj moje priče.
Do you understand?
Da li shvaćate?
Madam Gopal, do you like this?
Da li se sviđa ova priča?
This is the in this story has a very good point, but a very dangerous point also.
I ova priča ima vrlo dobru poantu, ali koja je također vrlo opasna poanta.
Let me tell you the good point first.
Prvo da vam kažem dobru poantu.
It is that our true self is covered by different layers of false identity.
Dobra poanta je da je naše pravo jasno prekriveno sa mnogo, mnogo slojeva lažnog identiteta.
Like an onion.
Poput luka.
Which is covered with these different shells of the onion.
Koji je prekriven sa tim različitim slojevima, ljuskama luka.
And self-realization means to peel this away.
A tužna realizacija znači oljuštiti taj luk. Samo spoznaje znači oljuštiti taj luk.
And now comes the dangerous point.
A sada dolazi opasna poanta.
If we just peel it away, the different layers of ourselves, and don't care for them, we will be in trouble.
Tužna poanta je da ako samo ogulimo te različite slojeve i ne brinemo se za svoje jasno, onda ćemo biti
Trouble, yes. See, many times devotees have thought, I am an eternal soul.
Mnogo puta bhakti su pomislili, ja sam vječna duša.
No need to eat properly.
Nema potrebe da jedem ispravno.
No need to have human relationships.
Nema potrebe da imam ljudske odnose.
No need to have family life.
Nema potrebe da imam obiteljski život.
No need to do something about my intellectual development.
Nema potrebe da nešto učinim u vezi svog intelektualnog razvoja.
And they have suffered tremendously.
I te osobe su užasno patile.
Imagine someone thinks, I'm just a soul, I don't need to eat.
Zamislite nekoga koji razmišlja, ja sam samo duša i ja ne treba da jedem.
Or when the certain pressure comes, you know, I'm a soul, I don't need to go to the vecea.
Ili kad nam se javi određeni pritisak, onda osoba pomisli, ja sam vječna duša i ne moram ići u vece.
There will be problems.
Biće problema.
Yeah. So, while it is true that we are an eternal soul, we must take care of our conditioned identities.
I dok je u isto vrijeme istina da smo mi vječna duša, mi samo istovremeno moramo brinuti o svom uslovljenom identitetu.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, even a spiritualist, if he does not take care of his emotional needs, his physical needs, his intellectual needs, he will suffer.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže, čak i duhovna osoba, spiritualista, koja se ne brine o svojim emocionalnim, fizičkim i intelektualnim potrebama, na kraju će patiti.
Što mislite? Now it gets very complicated.
Sada se sve komplicira.
The Sanskrit word says atma means many things.
Sanskrit says. Sanskrit riječ znači atma mnogo stvari.
It can mean body.
Može biti tijelo.
It can mean mind.
Može značiti um.
Intellect.
Intellect.
Soul.
Duša.
And if you have param before it, it can mean God.
I ako imate riječ param ispred atma, može značiti Bog.
If we speak of self-realization, we cannot just take care of one meaning of the self.
I kada govorimo o samospoznaji, onda se ne možemo pobrinuti samo za jedno značenje te riječi jasno.
Now it gets a little complicated. You will have to concentrate a little bit, but you will make it.
I sada se malo to više komplicira. Yeah. Morat ćete unijeti malo veći napor, ali ja znam da ćete vi uspjeti.
When you do self-realization, you have to realize the different selves.
Kada radite se na samospoznaju, morate shvatiti različita jastva.
You should ask the question not who am I, but who are we?
Ne trebate postaviti pitanje ko sam ja, nego ko smo mi.
Who are we?
Ko smo mi?
Now, please, now everyone gets...
Sada su se svi zamislili.
A new philosophy.
Nova filozofija.
We have always done the wrong things.
Stalo smo radili pogrešne
stvari. I need to change my whole life now.
Da moram promijeniti cijeli život.
And this is too complicated. I give in, I go to sleep.
Ovo je previše komplicirano. Odustajem, idem spavati.
Please, one thing is enough. Self is soul.
Molim vas, jedna stvar je dovoljna. Jastvo je duša.
And you are correct.
I vi ste u pravu.
The eternal self is the eternal soul, part and parcel of Krishna.
Vječno jastvo je vječna duša, odnosno vječni dijelić i čestica Krishna.
But you must also take care of the other levels in your personality.
Ali vi se morate također brinuti o drugim nivoima, aspektima svoje ličnosti.
Devotees have suffered so much and are still suffering because they do not take care of the physical and the emotional and the relationships need.
Bhakti su toliko mnogo patili i još uvijek pate zato što se nisu brinuli o svojim emocionalnim, svojim fizičkim i svojim potrebama za ljudskim odnosima.
Here in Sarajevo, we have the best philosophy, but the worst is the relationships. Who?
Ovdje u Sarajevu imamo najbolju filozofiju, ali najgore odnose.
Who? I did not want to say this. Please excuse me. What is wrong with us?
Šta nije u redu sa nama?
And sometimes we have such problems that we cannot work together any longer in spreading the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I ponekada imamo takve probleme međusobno da više ne možemo surađivati jedni s drugima u širenju misije Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
We don't feel happy with each other.
Ne osjećamo se sretni jedni zajedno s drugima.
Only when the sannyasi comes, then we all come together.
Samo kada sannyasi dođe, onda se mi svi okupimo.
Because we know there will be good prasadam.
Jer znamo, bit će dobar sada.
And nice singing.
I lijepo pjevanje.
And interesting new thoughts.
I interesantne nove misli.
Now, at this point we must be very careful.
Ali sada, u ovome trenutku moramo biti vrlo pažljivi.
In some countries, devotees have understood that there's still much room for improvement on the relationship levels.
U nekim zemljama, bhakte su shvatili da postoji još mnogo prostora za poboljšanje u međuljudskim odnosima.
And they do now many things to improve this.
I sada rade mnoge stvari kako bi to poboljšali.
In one temple, I do not want to say the name, they have opened a discoteka.
U jednom hramu, kojem ne želim reći ime, otvorili su diskoteku.
Not in the temple room. But because let us be modern.
Jer hajdemo biti moderni.
We are not Sveti Sava.
Mi nismo Sveti Sava.
We are Western people.
Mi smo zapadnjački ljudi.
We need to come down on the level of realna.
Mi trebamo da se malo spustimo na nivo realnosti.
And there make real relationships.
I tamo na tom nivou da stvaramo prave odnose.
Let's be authentic.
Budimo autentični.
But such a philosophy often is the philosophy of the chameleon.
Ali takva filozofija je često filozofija kameleona.
See, the chameleon always changes his colors.
Vidite, kameleon uvijek mijenja svoje boje.
Sometimes green, sometimes pink, sometimes red, depending on what environment he is in.
Ponekad je zelen, ponekad ružičast, ponekad crven, ovisno o okolini u kojoj se nalazi.
In the same way, some devotees, you know, they are coloring their environment. No, let me say, they are taking on the colors of the environment in which they are.
I na isti način bhakte prihvataju na sebe, preuzimaju različite boje okoliša u kojem se trenutno nalaze.
When they go for entertainment, they look at all kinds of kami videos.
Kada traže zabavu, onda gledaju različite vrste video kaseta karmi tipa.
When they go on the telotski nivou, they do not keep any rules and regulations and eat things which are not to be eaten by a spiritual person.
I kada idu na tjelesni nivo, onda uopće ne obraćaju pažnju nikakva pravila i propisa u smislu jedenja i jedu mnoge stvari koje nisu za osobu koja prakticira duhovni život.
When they come on the social platform, no one will know that they were ever a devotee or in contact with the Hare Krishna movement.
A kada dolaze na društveni nivo, niko nikada neće znati da su oni ikada bili u kontaktu sa Hare Krishna pokretom i da su bili bhakta.
They know how to dress and talk in a way that they totally hide their spiritual interest.
Oni se znaju oblačiti i hodati i govoriti na takav način da potpuno sakriju svoju duhovnost.
This is called the chameleon.
To se naziva kameleon.
Yes. Chameleon life is not very good.
Život kameleona nije vrlo dobar.
There is no authenticity.
Jer nema autentičnosti.
So how do we take care of our true spiritual self, which is the deepest definition of selfhood?
I kako da se sada pobrinemo za naše pravo istinsko duhovno ja, koje je duboka i definicija našeg pravog jastva.
And at the same time take care of the other different layers.
I u isto vrijeme da se pobrinemo
levels, nivous.
Za ostale slojeve, odnosno nivoje.
We have to take our truest definition of the self, the soul, and apply it to all the other levels, to remain authentic.
Mi moramo uzeti našu istinsku, najtačniju definiciju jastva, odnosno da smo duša, i tu definiciju primijeniti na sve ostale nivoe kako bi zadržali autentičnost.
Yes, we are an eternal soul, but sometimes we eat. Let us eat soul food.
Da, mi smo duhovna, vječna duša, ali hajdemo sada kada trebamo jesti duhovnu hranu.
Spiritual food.
duhovnu hranu.
Yes, we are an eternal soul, but we also have a mind.
Da, mi smo vječna duhovna duša, ali imamo također um.
We are art lovers.
Mi smo ljubitelji umjetnosti.
Let us have spiritual art.
Zašto onda ne bismo imali duhovnu umjetnost?
Now we come to the area of culture, which is not yet very much developed. It is a duty of culture to supply this.
I sada dolazimo do područja kulture koje još nije puno razvijeno, a zapravo je dužnost kulture da nam to opskrbi.
In the absence of this, we have to be a little pioneer.
I u nedostatku toga mi moramo biti u tom području malo pioniri.
If you like to be entertained by rock and roll, it should be rock and roll with spiritual motives.
Ako želite i volite da vas zabavlja rock and roll, onda tu treba biti rock and roll sa malo duhovnim motivima.
If you like to have drama.
Ako volite gledati dramu.
Then read Mahabharata.
Onda čitajte Mahabharatu.
Or write your own drama, like I want to write my own drama now.
Ili napišite svoju vlastitu dramu, isto kao što i ja sada želim svoju dramu da napišem.
Persons like Nanga Nandana have...
Nanda Nandana.
Nanda Nandana.
Sorry.
Nanda Nandana. Nanda
Nandana.
Yes. They have to. They can maybe help to create spiritual culture, which devotees also like.
Osobe kao što je naša Mataji Nanda Nandana mogu nam pomoći da se stvori ta vrsta duhovne kulture za kojom bhakte tragaju.
When you like to be with friends, have spiritual friendships.
Kada želite biti provesti neko vrijeme sa svojim prijateljima. Onda imajte duhovna prijateljstva.
Let me summarize what I have tried to present today.
Dozvolite mi da sažmem ono što sam pokušao danas prezentirati.
It is important to come to our authentic spiritual self.
Vrlo je važno da dođemo do našeg autentičnog duhovnog jasva.
Međutim, we cannot ignore our conditional sides.
Mi ne možemo zanemariti, ignorirati naše uslovljene strane.
But instead of trying to satisfy it in a material way, we should do it in a spiritual way.
Ali umjesto da pokušavamo zadovoljiti svoje uslovljene strane na materialistički način, mi trebamo pokušati da to uradimo na duhovni način.
In this way we can be authentic spiritualists on all levels.
I na taj način možemo biti autentični spiritualisti na svim nivoima.
If it's clear.
Je li to jasno?
You really look at me. Have you ever thought about this subject? This is modern time. Have you thought about this?
Stvarno me gledate tako. Jeste li ikad razmišljali o tim temama? Jeste li ti razmišljali?
Kishori?
Yeah.
Something, yes. Yeah. Please think, Atma Rama, I think you have thought about this.
Molim te, Atma Rama, reci nam, jesi ti razmišljao o tome?
It is a very important discussion. See, when I was young, I made so many mistakes.
To je vrlo važna diskusija, jer vidite, kad sam ja bio mlad, napravio sam toliko mnogo grešaka.
I'm always telling in my lectures that you know, when it became winter, I was not dressing in cipeles.
Uvijek pričam na svojim lekcijama, kada bi došla zima, ja se nisam oblačio u svoje cipele.
I thought there are no shoes for the soul.
Jer ja sam mislio, za dušu ne trebaju cipele.
Once the German army wanted to make me a member.
Jednom je njemačka vojska htjela rekrutirati.
So I came to the recruitment office and they were asking me, what is your name?
I došao sam u kancelariju za rekrutiranje i oni su me pitali, kako se zoveš?
Sachinanda.
Sachinanda.
No, you are from Germany. What is your German name?
Ne, ti si iz Njemačke. Kako je tvoje njemačko ime?
I'm an eternal soul.
Ja sam vječna duhovna duša.
Okay, address.
Dobro, adresa, recimo adresa.
Goloka Vrindavan. Profession.
Zanimanje.
Eternal servant.
Vječni sluga.
And then, you know, they said, this is too much, and they phoned my mother. Can you please answer the simple questions for your son? My son is a monk now.
Majka je rekla, moj sin je sada monak.
He is a little fanatic.
On je malo fanatic.
But he is a good boy. Don't make troubles for him.
Yeah.
I will answer all your questions.
Ja ću odgovoriti na sva vaša pitanja.
Nowadays we would give the names and all the passport information.
A u sadašnje vrijeme mi bi dali normalno ime i sve pasoške informacije.
We would know we are still moving in this world and we have to abide by in some ways according to the rules of the world.
Mi bi sada znali u ovo vrijeme da još uvijek moramo živjeti pod pravilima koja postoje u ovome svijetu na neki način.
But at the same time we have our inner life.
Ali u isto vrijeme mi imamo svoj unutrašnji život.
We have to work on two tracks.
Znamo da mi moramo raditi na dvije tračnice.
The most important track is certainly the spiritual track.
Naravno, najvažnija tračnica je tračnica duhovnog puta.
And we will try from that perspective to lead our lives in the most Krishna conscious way, in the way which is where the most Krishna consciousness is there.
I mi ćemo normalno znati da ćemo na toj tračnici pokušati da vodimo život koji je najviše svjestan Krišne, na način koji je najviše svjestan.
We know that sometimes we will have to experience also miseries.
Znamo također da ćemo ponekad u svom životu morati iskusiti i bijede.
As a resultant or as a reaction to our past activities.
Kao reakcija na naše prošle aktivnosti.
But we know the spiritual soul is not, let me say, touched by this.
Ali znamo da ta duhovna duša nije time dodirnuta.
We know we have to take care of our physical body.
Znamo da se moramo brinuti za naše fizičko tijelo.
It gets older now.
Koje sada sve više stari.
We need to make some yoga exercises to keep it healthy.
Moramo raditi neke yoga vježbe kako bi održali tijelo zdravim.
We know we need good relationships with the devotees because otherwise we can't reach the goals.
Znamo da trebamo održavati dobre odnose sa bhaktama jer inače nećemo moći dostići svoje ciljeve.
But while acting in this world, the devotee always remembers, I'm an eternal part of Krishna.
Ali dok djeluje u ovome svijetu, bhakta se uvijek sjeća jedne stvari. Ja sam vječni djelić Krišne.
I need his mercy.
Ja trebam njegovu milost.
And he hopes for the day where he only speaks of Krishna.
I on se nada da će doći dan kada će samo govoriti o Krišni.
Where he only works for Krishna.
Kada će samo raditi za Krišnu.
And, but he knows that will be possible only in the spiritual world.
Ali on zna da će to biti moguće jedino u duhovnom svijetu.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I hope you can take something out of this lecture.
Nadam se da iz ove lekcije možete nešto ponijeti sa sobom.
Now we have a short time for questions and then we will make a short pause and then we will show the slide projections.
Sada imamo kratko vrijeme za pitanja i onda ćemo napraviti kratku pauzu koju će slijediti zatim slide projekcije.
What questions do you have?
Kakva pitanja imate?
First of all, we want to with full enthusiasm greet our Nafi Dragi, Bhakti Granta Prabhu, who came from Belgrade. Yeah. Haribo! Other devotees came. Our Nafi Dragi Gosti from Graz. Bitte? Nafi Dragi Gosti from Bihas. Konyen, yes, yes. Yes, Atma Rama Prabhu.
I don't understand all the difference between social and emotional.
Ne shvaćam uvijek razliku između socijalnih, odnosno društvenih i emocionalnih potreba. Da li molim te možeš objasniti razliku, nekako se oni preklapaju?
Emotional often can be said, they are quite similar, is this a fact?
Da, činjenica je da su dosta slične.
With social needs, we mean our interaction with society. Or with a larger group of people.
Pod socijalnim potrebama podrazumijevamo našu potrebu da imamo interakciju sa društvom, odnosno sa većom grupom ljudi.
Some emotional needs are taken care of by a group of well-wishers.
Neke emocionalne potrebe se, kako da kažem, njih možemo zadovoljiti od strane upravo naših dobronamjernika.
But there are some emotional needs which can only be taken care of by your wife, for instance, if you're married.
Ali postoje neke emocionalne potrebe koje vam mogu zadovoljiti samo, na primjer, vaša supruga.
Or by your singular best friend.
Ili vaš jedan jedini najbolji prijatelj.
So you're right, they, in some areas they... And they overlap, but in some areas they are also different.
Jer ti si upravo to što kažeš da se te potrebe preklapaju, u nekim područjima to se i dešava, ali u nekim područjima socijalne i emocionalne potrebe su odvojene.
Emotional needs can be sometimes also private, like you may need to cry.
Emocionalne potrebe nekada mogu biti sasvim privatne, kao na
primjer
potreba da se da isplaćete ili da se ismijete ili da volite.
But they are very sometimes it's also called mental needs.
Ali to se isto ponekad naziva mentalna potreba.
To speak, to see the right things.
Da govorimo, da vidimo prave stvari.
For instance, an emotional need can be satisfied by making a walk in the shumi. Shuma.
Na primjer, nekada emocionalna potreba može biti šetnja u šumu.
I would like to ask you if you could kindly explain the difference or the similarities between love and friendship.
This morning we were hearing that all that there are different manifestations of love.
Ovog jutra slušali smo da postoje mnoge različite manifestacije ljubavi.
Originally they all come from this one love which the living entity has for Krishna.
Originalno, odnosno prvobitno, sve te manifestacije dolaze od jedne ljubavi, vječne ljubavi koju mi svi imamo prema Krishna.
On one level this love is manifested as karma or lust.
Na jednom nivou ta ljubav se manifestira kao karma ili požuda.
On another level it can be manifested as compassion to for others.
Na drugom nivou ljubav se može manifestirati kao samilost prema drugima.
Or on another level as friendship.
Ili na trećem nivou se manifestira kao prijateljstvo.
Then prema becomes directed towards another body, then it turns into lust for sense enjoyment, sexual life.
Kada se prema usmjeri prema drugom tijelu, prema drugoj osobi, onda to dolazi, preobražava se u kamu, u požudu, odnosno želju za čulnim uživanjem.
When love becomes directed towards money, it turns into greed, više, više, više.
Kada se ljubav usmjeri prema novcu, onda postaje pohlepa i kad želimo samo sve više.
Yeah, when love becomes manifested as compassion.
Kada se ljubav zatim usmjeri na prema drugim živim ljudskim bićima, onda se to manifestira kao samilost prema njima.
Samilost. It has many different dresses, but originally it is prema, love of Godhead.
Ljubav ima mnogo različitih haljina, različitih haljina, ali originalno prvobitno to je prema, ljubav prema Bogu.
Like you may have a summer dress, a winter dress, a spring dress, some dress for work, some dress for going in the temple.
Kao što na primjer ti možda imaš haljinu za ljeto, imaš zimsku, imaš ljetnu, imaš haljinu za posao.
Some swimming dress.
Imaš kupači, kostim, odjeću, zatim odjeću za odlazak u hram.
But it is always the same person.
Uvijek ista osoba koja nosi.
Only in different dresses.
Samo u različitoj odjeći.
So it's always prema.
I to je uvijek prema.
But in different dresses.
Ali u različitim haljinama.
And then sometimes the dresses are so thick that you cannot recognize the prema any longer.
I ponekada su te haljine koje nosimo, ta odjeća koju nosimo tako debele, da mi više uopšte ne možemo prepoznati premu, ne možemo prepoznati osobu.
In other words, the love is so conditioned.
Drugim riječima, ta ljubav postaje toliko uslovljena.
That it doesn't really look like love any longer.
Da više uopšte ne izgleda kao ljubav.
It's called attachment and, you know, selfishness and so on.
Već se u takvom slučaju naziva već vezanost, sebičnost i slično.
Purify your love.
Pročisti svoju ljubav.
Liberate love.
Oslobodi ljubav.
By becoming a lover of Krishna.
Tako što ćeš postati Krishna ljubavnik.
Hare Krishna. Bhaktivinoda also says questions. Yes, please, Bhaktivinoda.
I want to ask you one question about cooperation. You want to explain nicely that sometimes it's difficult to cooperate with other devotees, and I was thinking deeply about this problem, how to solve this problem, and some of my realizations, maybe devotees are different persons, they have different visions how to spread Krishna consciousness, but I didn't come to the essence of the problem. And can you tell us your experience? What is your vision, how to make nice, how we said, the cooperation spirit between the devotees, and what is the main problem?
Pitanje je bilo, dakle, jutro sam slušao kada si govorio o suradnji i u suradnji među baktama, kako nekad imamo problemi jedni sa drugima, razmišljala sam o tome kako da riješim taj problem, nekada su bakte različite ličnosti, nekada su različiti problemi među njima i ja sam razmišljao da li bi nam ti mogao reći tvog nivoa, svoje tačke gledišta, kako bi to riješio, koje je tvoje iskustvo u odnosu na drugima i slično.
The greatest difference is obviously our own differences. The greatest problem, I wanted to say.
Najveći problem je očigledno naša najveća različitost jednih od drugih.
I have seen that you can only overcome these differences when you have such an inspiring mission in your life that you just feel very enthusiastic to make a sacrifice, the sacrifice of overlooking the differences and seeing the sameness.
I ja sam vidio kroz svoje iskustvo da je te razlike jedino moguće prevazići kada imate takvu inspirirajuću misiju, da imate ogromni entuzijazam da jednostavno prevaziđete sve različitosti i ne vidite različitosti, već vidite jednakost, odnosno iste stvari među tolikim različitostima.
In my own life, I have seen that it is easier to cooperate with certain people and more difficult to cooperate with people who are just very, very different.
U svom vlastitom životu ja sam vidio da mi je lakše surađivati sa određenim ljudima koji su malo različiti nego surađivati sa ljudima koji su mnogo, mnogo različiti od mene.
But when you have a goal which is so enthusiastic, enthusing for all of the participants, enthusing makes everyone so enthusiastic, all the participants, then you can make the sacrifice and work happily together.
Ali kada imate toliko inspirirajuću, toliko entuzijastičnu misiju, kada imate cilj koji je toliko nadahnujući za sve ostale, da okupi sve ostale različite osobe, onda oni zajedno mogu prevazići te različitosti.
You need to create such a vision and mission.
I morate stvoriti takvu viziju, takvu misiju.
For instance, here in Sarajevo we are such individuals.
Na primjer, ovdje u Sarajevo mi smo takvi individualisti.
Yes, many very individualistic devotees.
Tu ovdje imamo toliko jako individualne bhakte.
It's only possible to bring everyone together when everyone is aware of a real mission which makes everyone enthusiastic.
I jedini način na koji možemo okupiti tako jako individualne osobe je kad imate jako, jako entuzijastičnu misiju koja sve zajednički okuplja i oni su svjesni toga.
Another possibility is if we are very advanced and don't and can overlook material differences because we see we are all spiritual souls, Hari Bol.
A drugi način na koji možemo prevazići naše različitosti jeste ako smo jako, jako duhovno napredni i kada možemo prevazići sve materijalne razlike i gledati na sve žive kao duhovne duše.
The main difference, the main difficulty in cooperation is the larger ego, false ego.
Najveća i najvažnija različitost i najveći problem između svih jeste lažni ja.
That can be overcome if you have the conception of the real identity.
A to se može prevazići samo ako imate koncept pravog identiteta.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Bhakti Granta. But I want to say, better, the easiest is with a common mission. Because to see each one as a spirit soul, especially if that spiritual soul eats my rasa gula.
Hvala ti puno, Bhakti Granta Prabhu, što si postavio to pitanje, jer zaista to je potrebno da znamo da način na koji savladavamo svoje različitosti jeste ako imamo zajedničku misiju, dok taj drugi način da gledamo sve duhovne duše, on je ipak, znate, malo visoko, pogotovo ako ta duhovna duša pojede moj rasa gula.
Moj svit, yes. Moj
slatkiš.
Moj slatkiš, yes. We will now come to the last question by turning to our Deva Ka.
Deva Ka. Naša misija bi jedan od cijelo biti ista, dovoditi ljudi do Boga.
Our mission generally should be the same, to bring people to God.
And dovoditi sebe do Boga također.
And to bring ourselves to God.
Ali tokom mog iskustva kroz duhovni život, jako često smo bili svi u nekim frakcijama, jedni to radimo na neki način, drugi na neki drugi način, neki dijele knjige, neki, i uvijek nekako se opet frakcioniramo, diferenciramo.
Yeah. But during my spiritual experience, I've seen that we do it in different ways, in different fractions. Some are distributing books, some are doing this and that, and again we are going in different fractions, and again we are differentiating from each other.
I tu sam opet primjećivao da postoji taj neki razmak između ljudi, da oni koji se bave jednim djelatnostima zajednički se druže, dok nekako druge baš ne primaju taj krug i obratno.
And then I've noticed that there is a distance between the so-called groups, that those who are doing the same activity are interacting amongst each other, and they are not allowing so easily others into their own group.
Stoga, pošto ste sada upravo rekli da mi možemo postati jedinstveni samo ako imamo jedinstvenu misiju, misija bi trebala biti jedinstvena, ali kako da u principu to u praksi učinimo jedinstvenim?
And because now you said that we can overcome these problems
with the same mission,
with the same mission, but how to do it and actually in practice,
and
practical life?
Very good question. This problem which Devaka Prabhu has said has also been there in Prabhupada's time.
I ovaj problem koji je sada iznio Devaka Prabhu je također postojao i vrijeme Šrila Prabhupada.
Was a war between the brahmacharis and sannyasis and the grihastas. The Buddhisti Buddhas and the temple devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, he addressed this thing once. He said it is, he came to the root of these misunderstandings.
I on je došao do samog korijena ovih nesporazuma.
The root of a misunderstanding is that one group thinks it is better than the other groups.
Korijen nesporazuma između tih grupa jeste što jedna grupa misli da je bolja od drugih.
Sankirtan devotees come to the temple and think.
Znate, Sankirtan vate, vrate se i trevlinga i dođu kam i gledaju vate.
But Prabhupada said, Krishna accepts each service as equal.
A Šrila Prabhupada je rekao, Krishna prihvaća svaku službu kao jednaku.
There is no one who can say my service is better.
Ne postoji niti jedna osoba koja može reći moja služba je bolja.
Krishna is satisfied equally with each service.
Jer Krishna je jednako zadovoljan sa svakom službom.
Isn't that wonderful?
Zar nije to prekrasno?
This is now, whenever we see that devotees begin to build fractions.
I sada, kad god vidimo da bhakte počinju graditi te frakcije,
we should not allow, we should try to do something against it.
Mi to ne bi trebali dopustiti i trebali bi nešto učiniti protiv toga.
And the best is if we have communications between the departments.
A najbolje je ako imamo komunikaciju između tih različitih odjeljenja.
In Zagreb there was a great difference of opinion between the congregational and the temple devotees.
U Zagrebu je postala velika razlika u razmišljanjima kongregacijskih i hramskih pakta.
I remember first the temple devotees always thought we are better than the congregational devotees.
Sjećam se iz početka hramski pakta su uvijek mislili, mi smo mnogo bolji od kongregacijskih pakta.
But then it turned around.
Ali onda se to preokrenulo.
And the congregational devotees thought we are much better than this useless temple devotees.
Kongregacijski bakte su misli, mi radimo, mi smo mnogo bolji od ovih beskorisnih hramskih bakta.
And you know, we had to sit everyone on one table and say, each one does, there's this very good service.
I onda smo ih morali dovesti zajedno za jedan isti stoj i reći, svako radi vrlo vrijednu službu.
Prabhupada, he once gave the example of the Indian railway.
Šrila Prabhupada je jednom dao primjer indijske željeznice.
In each department of the railway, they have one railway, one wheel of the railway, you know, on a poster.
Mm-hmm. U svakom odjeljenju te indijske željeznice, oni bi imali na zidu kao poster jednog kotača.
And the motto is, keep this wheel rolling.
I moto koji bi pisao na posteru je bio, držite ovaj kotač u pokretu.
For this, the people who put the coals into the locomotive, yes, in the machine, they are important.
Kao na primjer za ljude koji stavljaju ugalj, koji lože ugalj da bi se mašina lokomotiva pokretala, to je vrlo važno.
The people who have this, who control the billets, are important for this goal.
za također ovaj moto je vrlo važan za konduktere koji provjeravaju karte u kupejima.
Even the cooks who cook the food for the people who work in the office are important.
Čak i ljudi koji kuhaju, kuhari koji kuhaju hranu za kancelarijske službenike, oni su isto važni, njihova služba je važna.
Keep the wheel rolling.
Neka se kotač okreće.
Now I want to make a little pause because we are running out of, but it will be, I don't know if you all move out now of the room, it is, then it takes a long time to go back, maybe not needed. Everything is here. We can start. Yes. Better you remain and we will show you now a slight presentation of Muktinath.
Bolje da sad ste ostanete ovdje zato što je sad vremena i pokazat ću vam slide projekciju.